Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Chad, thank goodness I found you. Julie's in trouble.
Oh, there he is.
That's that teenage heartthrob guy.
We're already 4 minutes late.
Well, well, hello there, ladies. How you doing? And welcome to the electric...
Get those three, Erica.
Oh, there he is.
This is great. 14 Chad Pearsons in the same room with me. I've had dreams like this.
Chad, thank goodness I found you. Julie's in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
She's being held hostage by 27 Middle East terrorists. They're in the top of a hotel. They've blocked all the exits. The police have been trying for hours. They can't even get close to her.
Oh, yeah? Which hotel?
Excuse me. Excuse me, ladies. But do you plan on purchasing all 14 of these television sets?
Shh.
Hey, a little respect for your elders here. I'm trying to run a business here. Don't you have TV sets at home?
If we go home, we'll miss too much.
Too much of what?
Chad Pearson.
Chad Pearson. Chad. Hey, wait a minute. I've seen that guy before.
He's only on practically every magazine cover in the country.
Yeah, that's it. That's that teenage heartthrob guy. So girls really like him, huh?
Probably every girl in Odyssey.
Do you mind? Chad's talking.
Every girl in Odyssey.
Shh.
Every girl in Odyssey sounds like a business opportunity if I ever heard one. Listen, you girls watch as long as you want. As long as your little hearts want.
Give me those keys.
Is it on yet?
Almost.
Turn it up.
Hey, everybody. Bart Rathbone here.
Oh, brother.
Coming at you live from the Electric Palace. Hey, remember, if you plug it into the wall, it's at the Electric Palace. Well, let's get to the point.
Let's.
You're probably sitting there waiting for the new hit TV show, Heartbreak Condominiums.
Yes, we are.
Wonderful show. One of my favorites. And you probably can't wait to lay your eyes on America's new heartthrob, Nick Grant, who plays teenage crime fighter Chad Pearson. Good friend of mine, by the way. We're very close. And I know how much he means to you and to the entire community of Odyssey. And that is why I am sponsoring the Win a Day with Nick Grant contest. That's right. A month from today, the winner will get to spend an entire day with Nick Grant. What could possibly be better than that? Sign up right here at the Electric Palace. Chances to win are absolutely free with a $10 purchase.
I was here.
Ladies, ladies, one at a time, please. Now, who was the first one here?
Me!
Now, everyone will get their chance. Erica, I think you were the first. What do you got there?
Here, 4 packs of batteries. They're for my dad for his birthday.
Well, how nice. When's your dad's birthday?
I don't know. Sometime this year.
Okay, that'll be $8.62.
$8.62? That's not enough for a ticket, right?
Not quite. It has to be at least $10.
Here, How much are these thingies?
These fuses? They're 25 cents a piece.
Give me 15.
Here are those gizmos you wanted.
Oh, the electrical wires? Oh, thank you, Connie. What's wrong?
Well, with all due respect, Whit, next time you need something from Rathbone's palace, send Eugene, will you?
Why?
The place was a madhouse.
Really?
Rathbone's sponsoring a new contest. Win a day with some teen celebrity from a soap opera on TV. I don't know. The girls are going crazy.
I remember seeing something about that. You don't know who the celebrity is.
Mm-mm. No idea. They all look alike to me anyway. Guess they're announcing the winner tomorrow.
Leave it to Bart to figure out a way to exploit the crushes of Odyssey's girls.
It's ridiculous.
Bart or the girls?
Well, Bart's always ridiculous. But the way these girls act, all because of some TV star.
Didn't you ever have crushes when you were younger?
Me? No way.
Really?
Well, there was that show with Detective Mike Hamcharmer.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that singer Rick Springload.
I see.
Oh, and then there was,
I got the idea, Connie. You were obviously too mature to have any serious crushes.
Right.
Erica, over here.
Hi, Kim.
They're about to announce the winner.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming, and welcome to the Win the Day with Nick Grant contest, brought to you by the Electric Palace, where our motto is, if you can't find it at the Electric Palace, then we'll probably have to order it for you. All right, on with the contest. In this barrel that I have right here are the names of over 100 girls, and one of them will be our lucky winner, winning an all-expense heyday with television star Nick Grant. I will now spin the barrel.
Oh, come on.
Let it be me.
I now reach my hand into the barrel and withdraw the winning name. And the winner of the Win the Day with Nick Grant contest, sponsored by the Electric Palace, is Connie Kendall.
Connie? How could Connie win?
Connie, could you come to the platform, please? Connie?
She's not even here.
Is Connie Kendall on the premises?
I can't believe it. She probably didn't even want it.
I won what?
A day with Nick Grant.
Well, congratulations, Connie.
Thanks, Whit.
I can't believe this.
Tell me again, this guy's name is Nick what?
She doesn't even know who he is.
Nick Grant, the guy who plays Chad Pearson on Heartbreak Condominiums.
Never seen it.
She's never seen it.
Oh, wait a minute, Connie. You didn't even know you entered the contest?
No.
She didn't know.
Did you buy anything at the Electric Palace this week?
No, Oh, wait a minute. When I got those supplies for you, Whit, a couple days ago.
How much did they cost?
$11, I think.
$11? I miss Nick Grant by a lousy dollar.
I can't believe this. You entered and you didn't even know it?
Hold on. I was running the errand for Whit, so he should be the winner.
Oh, I don't think Nick Grant will appreciate that.
Aren't you even excited about it?
Well, you say this guy's a soap opera star?
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
17.
He'll be 18 in May.
It might be fun, Connie, a day with a big celebrity.
Might be fun! Oh.
Excuse me. I need to get to the podium there. Oh, thanks for coming. Girls, you're going to have to move this way. Nick's limo has to get through right here, through there. Thanks. Excuse me. Connie, how you doing? You lucky girl, you.
I'm fine.
Yeah, smile for the cameras, honey. Smile.
Connie, hey, how are you? You excited?
Yeah, I guess.
I can't believe he's actually going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Well, you know, Connie, we've been friends for a long time, and I really care about you. And I'm sure you know I would do just about anything for you. And I'm sure the feeling is mutual.
Look,
Erica.
Erica, what do you want?
Do you think I can maybe, hang around with you today?
I don't care.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Nick Grant.
Thank you. Thanks, Bert. Thanks, everybody. I'd like to thank everybody who sponsored this event and made it such a fun thing for me. I'm very excited about my day with Katie Kendall.
That's Bart and Connie Kendall.
Oh, right. Hello, Connie. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too.
Odyssey's one of Heartbreak Condominium's favorite cities. I thank you for watching. And don't forget to shop at the electric place.
Palace.
Well, Connie, have you thought about what you want to do?
Hey, let's get a shot at a happy couple. Say cheese.
Cheese.
I was thinking maybe we could...
Connie, could you maybe introduce me?
Oh, sorry. Nick, this is Erica.
It's nice to meet you, Erica.
You're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I have 27 posters of you at home.
27?
My room is a Chad Pearson museum.
That's great, Erica. Okay, Nick, I was...
Another picture. Put your arm around her, Nick boy.
Cheese. Go ahead.
Well, if you wanted to... Maybe...
How about one with the kids and me? Okay, smile, guys. Cheese. Just call me Cupid.
Look, Nick, there's this place...
How about this angle?
Cheese. That's having this carnival.
Hey, let's get one with the store in the background there.
Cheese. Maybe we could go over there.
Look this way, guys.
Cheese.
Well, that sounds...
And one of you two just talking to each other.
Jeez, just great. So you want to go on the stomach twirl?
No, not really. I don't like going upside down.
I love the stomach twirl.
Are you hungry?
Not yet.
I could go for something, if you want something, of course.
Excuse me, Connie.
Oh, hi, Dale. Nick, this is Dale Jacobs with the Odyssey Times.
Hiya.
Hi. So, how would you say your day is going so far?
Well, I don't know yet. They haven't done anything.
Generally speaking, though, how's it going?
Generally, I don't know. Can you check back with me in 6 hours, and I'll let you know then?
Excuse me, Jacobs, but I can feel that question.
What are you doing here, Bart?
Just seeing how those two kids are doing.
You wanted to say something, Bart?
Yes, I did. You know, I always pride myself on really understanding...
So, how do you like the show?
The show?
My show.
Oh, yeah, your show. Well...
Did you like last week's?
Well, actually, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I saw it. You were terrific.
Oh, look, Nick. I sort of have a confession to make.
What?
I don't watch your show.
What? You mean you've never seen it?
Oh, well, yeah, once. I watched it a couple weeks ago just to see who you were.
To see who I was?
You see, I kind of won this contest by mistake.
I watch your show, Nick.
Excuse me, but who are you? What are you doing hanging around us?
I'm Erica.
Great, Erica. Now, would you mind just going away and leaving us alone?
What?
You don't have to be rude to her.
I'm not being rude.
He can be rude if he wants, Connie.
Look, you didn't win the contest. Connie did. Now, to be perfectly honest, I'd like you to leave.
She can stay here if she wants. I told her she could come.
Oh, fine. Stay. I really don't care. Just keep quiet. So, what did you think of the show you saw?
What?
The show.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of dumb, since we're being perfectly honest.
You don't even like the show?
I'm sorry. I just thought the story was kind of dumb. I mean, let's be honest. In real life, people are usually not able to knock off an entire gang of karate experts with just a frisbee and a spatula.
Oh, come on. It's television. Nobody said it had to be real life.
I know, but I think television has the responsibility to show
more... Look, let's just drop it.
As a matter of fact, I probably could take on a few karate experts just with a frisbee and a spatula. I study that stuff, you know, to get into the part.
Oh, really?
Of course he could.
Come on.
Hey, I've taken on guys with a lot less than a spatula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Connie, you don't know anything about him.
Look, I believe you.
No, you don't.
Show her, Nick.
All right, I will.
How are you gonna show me?
Hey, Bert, come here.
Me?
Yeah, you, stand over here.
Well, you see, I have this back.
Come on, come on, come on, get over here.
Nick, you don't have to do this.
No, Connie, you obviously don't believe me.
I believe you.
Okay, Bert, come at me.
Come at you?
Yeah, like you're gonna beat me up or something.
Oh, Nick, friend, look, I would never do anything.
Just do it.
Like this?
All right, Nick, that was great.
Oh.
Congratulations. You knocked Bart Rathbone down. Ooh. Hip, hip, hooray!
Connie, give the guy a break.
Hey, you want me to get a bigger guy?
No! Forget it. Just forget it. Are you okay, Bart?
Oh, if you don't mind, I think I'll just stay down here for a while. A couple days, maybe. Oh.
Nick? Connie?
Yeah, Erica?
Don't be upset, but my parents said I have to be home in time for dinner.
Aw, it's okay.
But, you know, don't do anything until I come back, okay? I don't want to miss anything.
Well, we'll do our best.
Bye.
So, speaking of dinner, you want something?
Sure.
How about Wits End?
That place you've been talking about? Sounds great.
Thank you for my stuffed bear.
You're welcome. Took me a while, but I got it for you.
Well, the dart game's always been a tough one for me, too. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, it's nothing.
No, I mean, I wish you stopped when I told you to. I mean, you lost a lot of money at that place.
Hey, no problem. I got plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, but you could have bought this thing for half the money you spent. $40 throwing darts for a... What? Why are you looking at me like that?
What is it with you? What exactly do you want from me? Do you just want to leave? Am I spoiling your night or something? You want to go home and paint your nails? Maybe that'll be a little bit more fun for you. You know, I've been trying to show you a good time, and you won't even give me a second look. Am I that boring? Just how hard do I have to work to impress you anyway?
That's what I mean. Stop.
Stop what?
Trying to impress me. Stop trying to be Chad Pearson around me, and just be yourself, okay? Give yourself a break. You're not on TV.
Be myself? But this is my... self.
Here, this is the place. Oh, no.
Why don't we go to that booth near the wall? Excuse us.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please. How about this one?
This is fine.
Let's get one and a couple at dinner. Say cheese.
Cheese.
What are you in the mood for?
Well, Whit makes a pretty good pizza.
That sounds good.
Big smile up here.
Cheese.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
And you must be Nick Grant.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
Well, I'm sorry about the commotion, but I can't seem to get everyone to leave.
Well, that's okay. I'm getting used to it.
Would you like some ice cream, or did you come in for some dinner?
We'd like a medium pizza.
What do you want on it?
Smile!
Cheese.
All righty. It'll be about 15 minutes.
Hey, you two, look this way.
Cheese.
You know, maybe this isn't the best place to have dinner.
What do you mean? I like your pizza.
I mean, maybe you should try to sneak out. Go somewhere away from this crowd.
Hey, that's a great idea. How?
Well, it's an old trick, but excuse yourselves to go to the restroom and climb out the back window.
We can meet at the park.
Perfect.
Have a nice time.
Thanks, Whit. I'll be right back. I need to go to the restroom and wash up a bit. No cameras, please.
Yeah, I think I need to wash up a little, too.
I think we lost them.
They're gonna expect us to come out of there the cleanest people in the world. Oh, it's so good to be away from them.
It sure is. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Having to deal with that all the time.
Oh, I've gotten used to it.
I would go crazy.
Well, I figure it can't last all that much longer. Pretty soon somebody else will show up and I'll be a nobody again. I want to thank you.
For what?
You're the first person in a long time to treat me like a... like a person.
Well, I've treated you terribly.
Well, that's just it. To you, I was just a normal guy. I kind of miss being a normal guy, you know?
I bet you do.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, no. Who are all these people?
These are my friends.
Erica?
Nick. I know time's running out and everything, so I was wondering if you could show us some of the tricks you do on the show.
Tricks?
Like when you ride your motorcycle.
I didn't bring it with me.
How about my bike? It's sort of the same.
Well, sort of. I mean, they bring in a stuntman for those tricks.
It's only a bike.
Nick, you don't have to do anything.
Come on, Nick. Get going already. I got all these people out here. Now perform. Do some tricks. Do it like Chad Pearson would.
I'm not going to do it.
What? You don't know how to ride a bike? You're Chad Pearson. You have
look,
to.
Look, I can ride a bike. But I ride it like normal people ride it. Not faster than a speeding bullet or up over buildings in a single bound. I'm not Chad Pearson. Do you understand? I'm just me. Show's over, okay? I'll see you later.
What do you mean? Where are you going? I've seen you ride, Nick. You're great. Nick, come back.
You guys wait here. Hey.
Oh, hi. I came on a little strong, didn't I?
No. I think what you did was great. I haven't been more impressed by you all day long.
What? Well, why?
Because it was the first time all day that you've been honest about yourself. You decided to stop being Chad Pearson and start being Nick Grant.
You know, that's not even my real name.
Really?
Really. My real name's Albert Leach. My agent thought I should get a name that was more cool. Sometimes I feel like I'm not even a real person anymore. Everything's so fake about my life. I have to live as if every move I make will be in the newspaper the next day.
I couldn't handle that.
It's really hard. That's why today was so special, Connie. You made me feel like I didn't have to perform.
Well, you shouldn't have to. You're a human being. Every human being has a right to be himself. Oh, no. Here come the reporters. Listen, you go on. Go and just be by yourself for a while, okay? I'll deal with these guys.
Really? You don't mind?
No. Now hurry, go on.
Listen, write me a letter, okay? Maybe you could even come to visit me in Hollywood sometime.
Sure, I'd love that.
It was really great meeting you.
Same here.
Bye, Connie.
Goodbye, Albert.
Oh, look, there's Connie. Hey, Connie, oh, where's Nick?
He's gone.
Gone? Well, that's okay. You can still talk to the reporters. Tell them how much you enjoyed your day. Go on.
I had a great time.
Well, you can do better than that. Tell them how thrilled you were to spend the whole day with Chad Pearson.
Chad Pearson? He's nothing. I like Nick Grant much better.
Sometimes it's easy to forget that well-known people are really no different from the rest of us. They have needs, feel uncertain, and suffer loneliness, too. So the next time you find yourself admiring a so-called celebrity and think that he or she is more important than you, stop and remember that there's only one person who deserves that kind of honor, Jesus Christ. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. This is Chad Pearson, was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.